wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey.
The buried talent. Think of the tragedy of wasted lives. In each of you, the living God has planted great potential qualities. These God has given you to use for his glory and for the blessing of others and for yourself, a supreme contentment that you are what God made you to be. No wonder the world today reels to and fro in restless, griping discontent. Our Lord Jesus Christ spoke many parables, and though they are now 2,000 years old, yet they reveal the need of men, the world around, and in our very day. Let's think of the man with a buried talent. I quote our Lord's words, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. What does all this mean? A Lord and his servants. He entrusts them with his possessions. He returns and reckons with them for their use of time and talents. Our Lord would impress you and me, neighbor, with a solemn fact of our responsibility for all he has entrusted to us, and he would have us consider the day when every one of us must give account of himself to God. As his servant stood personally before his Lord, so will you, and so will I, in that day. This is a most personal matter. Don't wait till the day of judgment to find out your need to first get right with God, and then to live right before God. This involves your stewardship of every talent God has entrusted to you, and of every day with his opportunities that he has allowed you to live. Men in conceited independence of God have forgotten that they belong to God. They're his property, his creatures, and all they have is God's too. He has allowed us to use them on a life lease basis, but he retains ownership of all, and at any time he may summon us to produce them and to give account of how we have used them. All is his, as the Bible says. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. We are faced with this question. What hast thou that thou didst not receive? As their Lord entrusted those three men with 1, 2, or 5 talents, so our Lord has given us all that we have and are, every gift, every talent, and every capability. It was true that one had 5 while the other had only 1. They differed in their talents and abilities, but in this too the Bible says, "Who maketh thee to differ from another?" All is in the Lord's sovereign hands. 3 servants, 1 had 5 talents, 1 had 2, the last had but 1. Which are you? Most say, "Oh, I'm the one with 5 talents. I've got what it takes." While others are just the opposite, saying, "I'm nothing. I haven't any talent. I'm no good." You are bad wrong, for God made you, and he never made a nothing, but always something. He has a place for you to fill, a work for you to do, and he's endowed you with just what you need for that place. You may not have 5 talents, but only 1. Paul, the great apostle, needed much God-given ability to face kings and courts and to preach across 2 continents, and the Lord gave him 5 talents. But Luke was made for another sphere. He had but 1 talent. He was the beloved physician. But he was so faithful with his 1 talent, he gained another talent, and the physician became the writer, as the Holy Spirit used him to write 2 books of the Bible, and who can tell what those books have meant to this world for centuries? We have only 1 life, never to live it again. Some are like a young man I know, brought up in the Word of God, dedicated by godly parents to serve the Lord, but definitely he buried his talent and tried to forget his early training. But as he sees the need for 1 trained as he was, or sees an earnest Christian serving the Lord, a still small voice says, "This is what you might have been." In his utter misery, he shovels more dirt over his buried talent to try and forget it. He spends more money on himself to try and be happy, but all in vain. He knows he's resisting God. With his talent buried, he's kicking against the pricks. This world is a great cemetery of buried talents. Men, women, and youth who might have lived useful, wonderful lives have buried their talents and lived totally selfish lives. And being selfish, they're utterly miserable. Oh, the tragedy of a lost and wasted life. To awaken in eternity to realize what they might have been. Some of you have had your talent buried for many years. I cannot regain those years for you, but this is what you can do right now. It's up to you. First, confess on your knees before God, "Oh God, I'm that wicked and slothful servant. I have resisted thy will and gone my own way, but now I do repent. Oh God, have mercy on me." Then dig up that buried talent. Get it out of the dirt. Show God your sincerity by turning from your sin and your prodigal life in which you wasted God's substance with your riotous living. Then lay yourself and your talent at the feet of the Lord, your Lord, saying, "Lord Jesus, I will be thine, all that I am and all that I have. Lord Jesus Christ, I trust myself to thee. Save me, use me for thy glory. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" And start right in to live a new life in Christ, a life for the glory of God and for the blessing of men. Amen. Now let us learn more about that man who buried his talent. He had buried a talent of silver, or about 1,500 American dollars. Since all the silver and gold is the Lord's, we are accountable to him for our use of it. Do you spend it on yourself for fine clothes or jewelry, or for rich food to live sumptuously every day? Do you bury it under the dirt of this world, the liquor store, the gambling den, the lewd house? Do you blow it up in tobacco smoke? Neighbor, one day God will require his talent of silver at your hand, and you'll have to account for every penny. Will you hear that divine voice say to you, "Thou wicked and slothful servant"? That man hid his talent where he couldn't see it. He wanted to forget it. Oh, the dirt that covers the shining silver. But a long time was given the 1 talent man to repent of his sin as his Lord waited. True, he buried it, but he knew where it was. He could dig it up and use it. Has not the Lord waited a long time with you? He is long suffering to us. We're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Man, repent today. Dig up that buried talent and put it to use for God. Amen. But that one talent man was a hypocrite himself. He pretended to know the Lord and yet said that his Lord was a hard man gouging people. At this, every Christian cries out, hold on, man. You don't know my Lord. You must have another Lord. And he had. He called him Lord, but this too was like Judas calling Jesus Master. He said he feared him, but that was a lie. If he really feared him, he would have done differently. He was a hypocrite, a pretender, a religious talker like so many today. And then he handed back the one talent, saying in essence, if I give it back to you, surely that's good enough. I tell you, that devil's religion of good enough is damning millions of souls today. Respectability coupled with religion and patched up with some donations, you dare to count good enough. But neighbor, there's no good enough with God. You must be born again or be damned. For your own righteousness will not stand in God's presence. Your sins can only be removed by the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son. And except ye repent, ye shall all perish. Christ is the only way to heaven. Your good enough way is only another Tower of Babel. God will smash it and you will come to an awful end. What happened to the man with a buried talent will be the end of all who think they're good enough. Listen to his doom. It will be your doom one day, except ye repent. I quote, cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. What an end. Outer darkness, nothing to see. Shut up to his awful memory of what you might have been. Weeping and gnashing of teeth, all the bitter anguish of those lost, lost forever, a lost soul, a lost life, and too late to repent. Neighbor, God by creation made you a being with wonderful potentialities, and he marked out your road to success. But you have taken your own way in sin and rebellion against God. You have buried your talent under the vain rubbish of this world. But you need not continue in that prodigal life. Repent and return to the Lord, and he will put you back on the track. Dig up that buried talent and surrender yourself with your talent to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, to obey and serve him and to be what he made you to be. Amen. In conclusion, this is my challenge. I declare to you that if in your life you are not what God endowed you to be, you may get rich, have everything one could desire here, and live a long life, but you will be a restless, miserable human being. And inwardly, you'll wish you had never been born. And I've experienced this, so I know whereof I speak. If you in your life here are what God made you to be, and do what God endowed you to do, you will be supremely contented and blessedly happy. You wouldn't trade places with a king or a president. And neighbor, I believe you know that both of these conclusions are true, and every life is a testimony to one or the other. Then why not today get right with God as you in repentance seek his mercy on you? And in your past failure and complete helplessness, call on the Lord Jesus to pick you up off that Jericho road and save you and change you as you cast yourself at his feet and confess him to be your Lord and your Savior from this day forward. What is your response? Speak it to the Lord Jesus. He will hear you. I hope it will be, Lord Jesus Christ, I will be thine forever. Amen. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.